Menachos Perkei Mishnah Base 5-2. And now the Mishnah goes on to talk about the preparation of the dough of the menachos that are either fried, the machvas and marcheshes, or that are baked, the rakikin and the chalos. Those are four of the five types of voluntary menachos. And the Torah prohibits them from becoming chametz. So how do you prepare these doughs? Well, the psukim only talk about mixing in olive oil, but it's understood that you can't, that little bit of oil will not make for a dough. You have to add water. And then, of course, and the order, water makes the possibility of it becoming chametz. Therefore, it says the Mishnah, kol ha-menachos niloshos befoshrin. You use mayim poshrim, that means like kind of room temperature water, not cold and not hot, to prepare this dough, which will then be turned into the mincha that's baked or fried. It is a bit of a machlokas whether you add oil first, which is how the Rambam learns, or first you make it the dough with just flour and water and then add the oil afterwards. That's how Rashi learns. At all events, the point is you have to use specifically not too hot, not too cold water. If you use hot water, that will actually scald the flour, and that's essentially kind of cooking, and that would make the mincha pasul. On the other hand, if you use cold water, so then it won't stick together well. It'll sort of become clumpy and therefore not ideal. But the avid hot water would be pasul altogether because it's chaluta, it's scalding and cooking the flour. But the avid cold water would still be kosher, it's not ideal. Still be valid, it's not ideal. So, says the Mishnah further, mishamran shlo yachamitsu. Once you've mixed it with water, so now it's like same thing as like making, you know, chametz on Erev Pesach, whatever it is. You have to make sure that it doesn't become leavened. How do you do that? By working the dough. The halacha is that as long as the dough is being kneaded, being worked, moved around, so it isn't able to rise properly. So for you can essentially add, you know, the water to the flour and mix it for, you know, 3 hours. As long as you keep mixing and kneading it, it will not turn to chametz, but otherwise it, you know, 18 minutes later is treated as chametz. Vim hechem mitzu shiareha over below sasa. In addition to the dough prior to its frying or baking, not being allowed to turn to chametz, the shiraim, meaning the part that's never going to be cooked or baked, but the part that's eaten, left over, also if it becomes chametz, now you're over a lo sasa, a lav, a prohibition from the Torah. Now, importantly, we're talking here, and the Mishnah doesn't signpost this, but as a matter of fact, we're talking about the fifth type of mincha that's a voluntary mincha, which is not fried or baked, the mincha solas, which is essentially offered raw. The idea here is that once you bake prior to the kamitza of the fried and baked menachos, you're going to cook it. Once you've cooked dough, it can't become chametz anymore. So you'll offer the chametz, and if you leave it around the machvas, marcheshes, chalos, rakikin, they will not become chametz. But the mincha soles, it's never going to be baked. And therefore, it could become chametz. How does it become chametz? It's only made out of oil and flour, but water could drop onto it. So if water drops onto the shiraim, they potentially become chametz. That's a level to itself, besides for the part that's offered in the mizbeach. That's the point of the Mishnah. Now, the next words of the Mishnah, shene'emar, are actually going back to the first din of our Mishnah, the prohibition against letting the dough become chametz that's going to be offered in the mizbeach, not the shiraim that's eaten afterwards. And therefore, the pasuk says, shene'emar, the pasuk says, kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, any mincha that's offered to Hashem, meaning on the mizbeach, that lo sa'ase chametz, you can't let it become chametz, period. New paragraph, if you will. Now the Mishnah is making one new point, which is the prohibition against letting the dough become chametz is one thing, but actually working that dough is a prohibition all to itself. And that being the case, there are going to be three kind of stages. There's the lisha, the aricha, and the afia. All of them, any of them that you do with chametz stick dough for a mincha, there's a separate prohibition, and therefore, in theory, if you did it b'mezid, the proper warning, etc., you actually would be liable for malchus, so you could be up to unhook for three separate sets of malchus if you were lush, and then orech, and then ofe, the dough. Now, what are these three words? I did not translate English yet. So, lisha means mixing the flour and water together. Okay? So if you do that already to chametz stick dough, then you've got a problem number one. Aricha either means kneading, according to some aforesaid, like meaning, and others learn that the lisha is the kneading, in which case the aricha is going to be the arranging the loaves, like think like braiding the challah and that kind of thing, making it into loaves that will be baked. And then afiyasa is the baking, which is explicitly the separate pasuk prohibited from doing with the chametz. So the first pasuk, if you will, says lo sa'asa chametz. You can't let it become chametz. So that's an asiyah lo sa'asa. Don't make it. Don't do it chametz. And then there's a separate pasuk which says lo se'afe chametz. Don't bake it as chametz. So the fact that you have two psukim tell you that each one's a separate, doing things as a separate lavim. You can have up to three separate prohibitions that are triggered if one mixes it with water, kneads it, arranges it, and bakes it as chametz.